Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Everywhere, it's Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome back to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. We're so glad you're joining us today. Meg Gleisner is the host of a podcast called Letters from Home, and she went from being a stay-at-home mom for over 30 years to using podcasting as part of her ministry to inspire others around the world. She interviews other Christians that bring a real-life faith story to you as they share their dreams, their failures, their struggles, and their pain. And the information she shared in part one was truly inspirational. If you missed that episode, you need to go back and catch up, because today we're just going to replay a short portion to more or less set the stage for what's coming next. Now, I'm telling you, you do not want to miss today's episode at all, not 1 minute of it. Meg has been rated by Podcast Magazine as one of the top 50 moms in podcasting. She's one of the admins in the Christian Podcasters Association, and she's on fire for the Lord. Amen. This is part two of our two-part interview, and we start off by asking Meg how, in her opinion, evangelism has evolved in this day and time. Now, here's the conclusion of this interview with Meg Gleisner. How has evangelism changed over the years, as far as what you can see?
Well, that's a great question, Bob. When I was in college and serving the Lord there, I was actually involved in a pantomime troupe. A pantomime troupe where we would travel around to different colleges and do a pantomime show live, and then we'd have somebody say, hey, we've got a Bible study over in this room, come join us. Or my husband was involved in a really low-key Christian band, and they would play out in the quad area and then just do like an open-air thing. So it used to be a little more out there or in person, right, where you try more interacting with the crowd. I know, you know, when we got married and moved up to Seattle to plant a church, we did a lot of evangelism. We would go to the fairs and set up a booth. And, you know, of course, there's a lot more laws against stuff like that. And, you know, we have to be more creative with how we share the gospel, right? And one thing we would do is we would do vacation Bible school in the park. So we'd bring all of our supplies and materials and set it up there, our kids there, and they'd come. Or 4th of July, we'd go and set up a booth, come make a bracelet and hear about Jesus. We would try not to be tricky and just say, this is what we're doing. And parents would let their kids go run around. And so, you know, we'd lead kids to Christ. So, or, you know, if you think of, I mean, I remember going to Billy Graham Crusades, a lot of stuff was just kind of bigger and more out there. And now, I don't know what your thoughts are, but I feel like it's more one by one or out in a coffee shop. Let's get together and talk about what do we think about these topics and bring the gospel in and relationships just over time. For me, I've got, you know, as a mom, I'm not out there as much, but it's with my niece and my nephew. Hey, how are you doing? I'm praying for you. How are things? So it's been kind of exciting to see it evolve over time.
Yeah, amen. And how has podcasting fit into the new evangelism role that you just described?
Well, it's huge, right? I mean, it's become a giant platform and medium for people to just hear the gospel, to be encouraged. And I, since I've been an admin in the Christian Podcasters Association, in the last year, it has gone from, I think, about 400 people to now there's 1,200 members, and they're the explosion of podcasting, especially through quarantine and the pandemic, has been huge. And every week we're adding people to the group. Really great podcasts with great messages where people are reaching people in their area and people, I mean, my personal podcast, I'm in 33 countries so far. And I know you're in what, couple hundred countries. And so God's using these podcasts to reach the world.
Yeah. Amen. And that's one thing that really drew me to the online ministry media part is, you know, because of the injury I had and the surgeries and all that, I couldn't travel to the churches to preach. I couldn't, you know, do the normal quote unquote evangelism role, because that was my calling as an evangelist. And I couldn't travel to, you know, cross country and all that the way I wanted to, but I could record it one time and share it, and then anyone in the world can download it. Anyone in the world can listen to it. And that's what, like, you got, you know, over 30 nations listening to your podcast, and you're doing it from the comfort of your own home. You know, that's what really, and that's how the, when I was first marketing the radio station, I would explain to the pastors, you know, you're just not ministering to the people here inside the four walls of your church. When you go on the radio, you're ministering people to India and Pakistan and Africa and Europe and all over the United States, people that you would have to spend your resources and your time to go minister to. You can now minister to them just while you're ministering your normal teachings on Sunday morning. And that really caught on. And podcasting does the same thing. You don't have to take 6 months out of your schedule to travel to Africa and hold weekly meetings and things like that. You can do it right from where you're at. Amen.
Absolutely. And I still think there's room for growth too, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, even over the pandemic, like I think I went to maybe four or five virtual conferences for Christians, just develop, you know, fellowship and seeing more of the universal body throughout. It's been really exciting. I'm going to speak at one on Tuesday, Renew You Conference, and do a little live devotional. But as we're talking, Bob, you know, I'm thinking, how can we as Christians bring the whole virtual aspect to people that don't know the Lord? How can we incorporate something like that? You know, any thoughts?
What you're doing is exactly what's needed. Having people share their testimony. That's the whole purpose in the testimonies, is demonstrating that you came through the test because of the Lord. And, you know, I mean, you can't have a testimony without the test. And that's what inspires people to realize there is hope. You know, there is hope. That I don't see it right now, but there is hope. And you know, I look back when I got born again. You know, I'm not going into details. It's been on several of my podcasts before. But, you know, I was all alone in a little empty hotel or an apartment room. And the Lord met me where I was at. But it had been ministered to me, because traveling back and forth and all around, I would just listen to the preaching stations as I'm traveling. And I didn't know I was not born again. I was just drawn to it. And then all of it just came home one night. And there you go. But those ministers who spent the money and the resources to preach on the radio reached me. And podcast is the same thing. It's an audio program, and their testimonies and their ministering and all that will reach somebody. And all, you know, one word from God can change someone's life forever.
Amen, Bob. Well said. And yeah, my husband was saved off of a track, you know, just a little pamphlet. And when I first started podcasting, I was thinking, oh, this will be just for Christians. But my dad, who's never stepped foot in a church, listened to a couple of episodes. Praise one of my nieces and nephews, so they are checking the podcast out. And one of the episodes I did was a tribute to my mom, who passed away almost 2 years ago. And I got all of my nieces and nephews, because I knew my mom's heart's desire was that all of her grandkids would be saved. And I had them on the episode, and I did also an episode on heaven. So there are so many ways to use podcasts, and I have found that just personally that God's used it to reach a broader audience. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Amen. And it's modern technology.
Yes.
How often do you release new episodes?
Every other Friday. So I just released one this morning by this fellow, Holland Webb, who, if you can believe this, at 27, he really wanted to get married, never got married, single man, adopts two kids, a 3 and 4 year old boy. They're now, one's I think 20 and one's 18, but hearing his process of, and you know, and there's a biracial element, which adds more layers and trust for God through the whole process. And he lost his father when he was 1 year old. So he said his life mission was to figure out what he lost in his childhood, because it was a gaping hole not having a father, and give that to somebody else. I mean, how cool is that? So yeah, every other week I'm releasing a story, and I stayed up too late working on that, but it's a really great episode.
Now, you said you were a stay-at-home mom for 50 years. How has podcasting basically given you the opportunity to start what you call your second act in life?
Yeah, stay-at-home mom for 30 years. Our oldest is 30. And, you know, sometimes we feel like Moses, where you're on the backside of the wilderness and you're storing up lessons. And yeah. I've always had this sense in my heart, Bob, that God's called me for something great. And I know I have something to offer and to give. And with 8 kids, you know, people talk about all the friendships and ladies retreat weekends, just going off with your girlfriends. No, there was none of that. I had 8 kids. I'm trying to help them not hurt each other and teach them God's word and love them through the teen years. And oh yeah, and spend time with my husband, who's my number one, and make sure they see us loving one another. And so that takes all of your time practically. And then we had a house church. Oh, you had ministry, and he was the pastor of the church. So, you know, for me, my focus has been my children, and they're still my number one avenue of ministry. But as the Lord has raised up this podcasting, wow, it's really exciting to see. I've stepped through hundreds of doors in the last 2 years, and God has given me that strength and confidence and trust in him to be able to do that. And I've seen so many doors open up. It has been a wonder to watch. And I think for those out there who maybe sometimes you think, is this as good as it gets? Is there something else? Well, maybe there is something else. Pray about it.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes open. Listen, God can lead us to ministries when we've done the same thing for years and years, and all those precious lessons you've stored up are right there and ready. Amen. For your next ministry.
Amen. And you're not doing this by yourself. Tell us about your support team. You know, I'm talking about your graphic designer, your intro and outros, voiceover artist, etc.
Well, my daughter Hannah did that lovely artwork I was talking about. She's 29. My son Jordan at age 14 was my, and he still is my technical consultant. And my son, the one who had almost passed away, he's great at theater. He helped me with my intros and outros, and they wrote the music for my intros and outros. My sons did. What I'll do is every 10 episodes, I'm actually preparing for my next bonus episode, I ask the family, does anyone want to answer this question? My last bonus episode was, what character or person in the Bible do you most relate to? And then I'll interview them, and they don't talk to each other, and they each shared what meant something to them. And then my husband does a teaching moment on there. So yeah, the family's all involved, and it's such a blessing.
That is so cool. Amen. So it's a total family affair in the production of your podcast.
Absolutely. But make no mistake, I do 99% of the work.
Well, most mothers do. So. Not just in podcasting. What are you able to teach your children through the production of the podcast? What lessons are they learning about faith?
Well, I think they see me growing, and they see me also stressed out sometimes, but they are partnering in it. And really, you know, they know all of my episodes by name. Oh, thanks for sharing about Holland, Mom. Wow, that must have been hard. Or they know that Eric and I are talking about how we can make Christian Podcasters Association better. How's Eric doing, Mom? And we have a family devotion Monday through Friday at We had one this morning, 7 a.m., and we pray for these things. So it is a ministry where, you know, I'm hearing about their life and their friends. And so they see me stepping through doors and, you know, are you kidding? The millennials, when my podcast was first on Apple iTunes, and they're like, wow, Mom, you have a podcast. I mean, it gave us some good mom points, you know. I think, wow, my mom's got a podcast. And really, before I put my story out there, I really wanted to be sure that I had the blessing of all of my family. I would not have put, you know, when you talk about abuse and different things, that's kind of hard. So, but they are all proud and they enjoy it. And so I think as a family, we're all growing in faith and also learning, you know, where to set boundaries too for time limits, because it's an endless, endless ministry field opportunity, right?
Amen. Amen. Are any of them looking at, you know, maybe a career in graphics design or be a component sound engineers for a radio station or anything like that?
Well, my son Jordan, our son Jordan's a senior, and he just put on his application to University of Washington, he was putting his technical direction for podcast as his experience and using that as part of his statement. There so it's blessed go. The family too.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Now, since you're from the Seattle area, I have to ask, you know, without getting into the politics side of it, but with what the world is seeing taking place in Seattle, the protests and the riots, how is that affecting you, your family, and your church?
Well, it's always hard when you see people that are in pain, right? And so I always want to be compassionate and learn what we need to learn to love people better. Our church just started a series on do justice, love mercy, walk humbly with your God. And bringing some more conversations to the table and some other scriptures that we hadn't looked at before. And so that's good. And we have a lot of policemen in our church. And so there's been some great conversations about how we can hear everyone and love better. And as far as family, again, we're just trying to keep open and listen to learn what we can and keep serving the Lord. And it's brought up a lot of conversations with the kids and their friends and learning when they can share an opinion or mostly just when they need to listen. And so if there's a growth point in something that's really important, my husband is such a very intentional listener. And so I think as a family, that's something we're always growing in.
Amen. Amen. And we touched on this a few minutes ago, but you know, with the shutdown and the isolation that's come as a result of the COVID thing, and have you seen a growth in your online presence and your ministry and your podcast?
Well, that's an interesting question. I've seen a huge growth in my online presence, and the podcast has grown little by little. A lot of the moms are all home now, right? And I think I have listeners that are, I think, like 15% under age 20 and 15% above 60. But probably a lot of my listeners are moms in their 40s and 50s. And so a lot of them have been at home. So it's been kind of up and down, but definitely the online presence has grown. Like for me, I have a YouTube channel now, which is kind of crazy, right? And I'm on Instagram and all those places. But definitely there's been so many opportunities. And like I said, virtual conferences and connections that have been made. And I know if I go anywhere in the future, Texas or East Coast, there's so many moms. I met this great group of moms, faith mamas, on the East Coast. And it's these wonderful African-American ladies. And I had just interviewed them all, and it just happened right when everything was happening in the summer. And I actually just yesterday, hey, how's it going? Praying for you. Like, we have this great relationship and pray for one another. I saw a friend, Tina, and there's this whole ministry where it's a praying, raising kids on your knees, and she'd be a great one to talk to, but she started this whole thing, and so I got to meet all these moms from different locations, and we started the day in prayer, devotional with prayer. So yeah, I've seen prayer times raised up, all different kinds of creativity, and that's one of those beautiful ways God has made us, right, Bob, to see, and that I've enjoyed about the pandemic, though there's been hard things, and your heart breaks for those that are affected and suffering. But also just seeing the creativity come out of God's people for all these beautiful ministries being raised up.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. And like I said, what I tell people is, you know, we got so focused on other things. I believe God allowed all this to happen so we could pull back in and focus on what's most important, our relationship with Him and our relationship with our families. And, you know, we realize how much we actually lost by being too busy, you know, two people working 60 hours a week and, you know, running back and forth to sporting events and all the other stuff that goes with it. I think over these last several months that a lot of Christians been able to realize, you know what, this is what's most important, the safety, well-being of my family, spending time with them and praying as a family. And I think that to me is what I learned through this pandemic is, you know, keep it focused on God and family, and everything else will take care of itself because God's the one who's ultimately in charge. So if someone wanted to get more information from you, ask a question or possibly do an interview such as this or be a guest on your podcast, how can they do that? How can they get in touch with you?
Our website is lettersfromhomepodcast.com. And right on there, so we have an email. I actually have an app now, which is kind of crazy. Wow. So I find it's easy to use. So if you're in an app store, the Google Play or the Apple Store, you just look for Letters from Home Podcast. So you can download it on your phone, and then all the encouraging testimonies are just right there, and you don't have to look anything up.
Amen. Well, you're moving up in the world. Hallelujah. Folks, I started this interview with a walk down memory lane about what a big deal it was to get a letter from home when I was stationed in a remote part of the world back in the 1970s while in the Army. I hope the information that Meg Gleisner shared with us today brings it up to date for the day and time in which we live today. You know, her podcast, Letters from Home, it's not just about reminiscing about Christmases past or family reunions, but about the family that matters the most, the family of God. You are His child, and the Letters from Home podcast is here to help you realize that you are part of the most important family that has ever existed. Yes, your earthly family is very, very important as well. But even more important is your relationship with your Heavenly Father through Christ Jesus. It's so important because through you, you have the ability to share the love of God with your earthly family in a way that will encourage them to be part of the heavenly family as well. I encourage you to go down in the show notes, click on the links to get in touch with Meg Gleisner. Click the link to listen to her podcast, Letter from Home Podcast. It brings you everyday extraordinary faith stories that will move you along that path of building your faith each and every day. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast and the newsletter she has as well. You know, share this information with those that you love. You'll be making an eternal impact in their life. Then at some point in time when life seems to be going against them, something you said, something you did, will be like a letter from home that just brightens their day. Meg, thank you again for taking the time to come on the podcast today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob. So grateful that we can just prepare to one day see the Lord together, right, in our heavenly home. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Folks, that is all the time we have for today. For Meg Gleisner and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.